The following is furnished by TBG Homes. TBG Homes is responsible for its content.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top-producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest-growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. It is Saturday, March 5th, 2016. It's nice outside, but we're getting ready for some rain. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Zone. We're so excited to have you. This is the number one live on-air real estate show where we're answering all of your questions about everything real estate related. Because here on the show, we're passionate about helping you with everything related to buying a home, selling a home, real estate investing, and real estate finance. So we have a very, very exciting show for you today. We're talking about March Madness, but it's not the NCAA tournament. We're talking about real estate March Madness and what's going on here in March and April when the spring selling season really heats up. We're going to tell you what you need to know to get ready for that season if you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home. We're going to have a lot of fun today. As always, I'm here with my co-host, from the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the U.S., Ramey Mitschke with Movement Mortgage. Ramey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing well. How are you, Ramey?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the show. And of course, we have Goli Vadani, our high-end celebrity and luxury real estate expert with TBG Homes here live in studio. Goli, thanks for being here as always.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And our special guest today is Michael Kay with Advanced Group Property Inspection. Michael's here to tell us about all things with property inspection and why the property inspection is such a critical component to your real estate sale or purchase. And if you overlook this one thing, it could mean a lot of problems and a lot of money for you. So we're so fortunate to have Michael on the show today. Michael, thanks for being here.
Danny, thanks for having me, my man.
All right, we're going to be talking to Michael a little bit later on in the show, so you definitely don't want to miss that. So let's get started with all things real estate, and let's kick it off with Ramey at Movement Mortgage. Ramey, what's going on in mortgages today?
You know, it was an interesting week. I think so much was happening on the political spectrum that investors, you know, you get a little nervous. You start to hedge your funds a little bit. So this week saw a little bit of volatility. You know, rates kind of hiked up a little bit. But they came back down. I encourage everyone, you know, lock your interest rate when things like that are happening because you don't know how high it could go. But it was a exciting week for us compared to the way the rest of this year has gone so far. So
very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. So there's a lot going on in mortgage. And I will stress that I was actually looking at some economic data on interest rates and where they are right now compared to historical averages.
So low.
They're so low.
So
this is a time to take advantage, right? And so for our listeners, whether that means if you're purchasing a new home, whether that means having a consultation to potentially lock in a rate, or if you currently own a home, thinking about refinancing. If you haven't refinanced in a while, Ramey, is this a good time to take a look at your rates?
This is the best time. I couldn't stress it enough. It's the best time. Housing values are going up and interest rates are low, low, low. Like, how could you not want to take advantage of that? And, you know, every time I talk to one of my clients, it's always the question of which is going to bother you more. If you lock it in and the rates go down, what, from 3.8 to 3.7? And that's what you lose. Or if it's 3.8 today and you don't lock and you end up getting the 3.9 or the 4, which is going to bother you more? Because no matter what you're getting right now, it's amazing.
Sure. Right? Yeah, most definitely. So this is the time to do it. And Ramey, if someone just wants to maybe chat with you about their situation, if they're thinking about buying a home later in the year, Maybe they own a home and they want to refinance, maybe to pull some cash out and put some new remodeling into their home. You know, get that new kitchen or new bathrooms they've been thinking about, or maybe put in a pool for the summertime. How would they get in touch with you to start that process?
Best way is always to call our hotline here, get in touch with one of our experts, and then we can start the process. That phone number is 1-800-358-7563. 800-358-7563. Get in touch. Talk to us. We'd love to hear from you and see how we can help you out. So best phone number, 800-358-7563.
Excellent, Raymie. You can also find us on the web at realestatezoneradio.com or on Facebook. If you just search for Real Estate Zone Radio on Facebook, you'll find all of our stuff there. And, Raymie, the other thing you'll find on there is your app. You want to tell everyone about that?
Love my app. There's actually this really cool feature that I wasn't really talking about previously because we're always talking about purchase business. But for those people looking to refinance, you can do – there's a comparison tool on there where you can plug in what your existing principal and interest rate is and what your new principal and new interest rate if you were to refinance right now. And it gives you this amazing pie chart comparing how much you'll save, and you can just email it to yourself. So the app is amazing. It's got mortgage rates. It's got calculators. The refinance comparison tool, because that's so applicable right now, download it.
Awesome, Raymie. So, yeah, jump on there, grab the app. It's absolutely free, and you can do all of those things and see what it's going to cost you if you want to put that pool in or remodel that kitchen just in time for summer, or if you're thinking of selling the home, if you want to do that stuff before you put the house on the market.
Yes, absolutely.
Good stuff, Raymie. Well, hey, Goalie, let's speaking of houses on the market, let's talk about our featured property of the week. What do you have for us today, Goalie?
Yeah, absolutely. So our featured property of the week is 6039 Oakdale Avenue in Woodland Hills, California. We just reduced the price on this house by $150,000, Danny. It's
wow.
A steal. It's priced currently at $1,249,000. This house is 3,200 square feet, and it's an exquisite ranch-style horse property that sits on almost 17,000 square feet. The lot is huge. It's horse property, but it doesn't have to be. So if you wanted to level out the backyard and put a pool in there, it would be really easy to do. The house is absolutely gorgeous. It's got an 1,100 square foot guest unit upstairs that's newly done. It's got a little kitchenette in there. It has its own entrance, so it would be great to rent out if you wanted or if you had an in-law living in. It's fantastic. The house has RV access. It's close to shops. It's close to Pierce College, and it's going to be open this weekend from 1 to 4 p.m. So that's 6039 Oakdale Avenue in Woodland Hills, California.
Beautiful, Goalie. And so we're having an open house there tomorrow, 1 to 4?
Tomorrow, 1 to 4.
Tomorrow, Sunday, 1 to 4. So come check it out. You can put a horse there or not, whatever you want.
A few horses if you wanted.
Or a few horses. Hey, I've always wanted a horse. I think it'd be fun. But I hear it's expensive to maintain.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun, though.
Yeah, but if you have a love for horses, then I think that the price doesn't matter.
Yeah, I asked my daughter, Lila, if she wants a horse, and she said yes. And my son, Maxim, said, no, I just want a puppy.
That's
I think you could rock the cowboy thing, though.
I think you could do that.
You could have horses.
Yeah, I'd love to have a horse. Hey, Raymie, quick question on that. I'm curious. So this house on Oakdale, what was the price again, Goalie?
$1,249,000.
$1,249,000. By the way, I forgot to mention, we have lines open. And Dino, our amazing producer call screener, is back in the house and waiting for your calls. So give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. We'll answer all your questions live on the air. Whether you want to ask us about buying a home, selling a home, investing in a home, or you have some questions for Michael on property inspections, we're answering all those questions. Again, that number is 1-800-ABC-KABC. Or 800-222-5222. So, Raymie, I have a question for you. So this house, one more time, Goalie, price?
$1,249,000.
Beautiful. So, Raymie, $1,249,000. If I'm a buyer and I'm listening and I want to buy this property because I have a couple horses and I have nowhere to put them, if I put 20% down or something like that, what am I looking at on a payment on a house like that?
Again, depends on FICO and what kind of loan structure you'd like. But I'd say if you're doing 20% down and you want a 30-year fixed, you're probably looking at about $6,100 for your monthly payment, assuming a 4% interest rate. That's pretty normal right now. But you could get lower payments if you look at the ARM options.
Sure.
So a 7-1 or a 10-1, those options are out there, and they're amazingly priced. So you could go the 10-1, you could get as low as 3 1/8. So 3.125 for 10 years fixed.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, right? And that kind of changes your payment, saves you a few $100. Your payment probably goes down to about $56.85, right in there.
Hey, Ramey, what about interest-only options? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, interest-only options are available. You have to have higher FICO score requirements and things like that. But interest-only is a great option if you're trying to make it as affordable as possible and you're really concerned with cash flow. So we do those loans. It's great. So you're paying interest-only for those first 10 years, which really drops the payment. But
perfect. So what I'm hearing, Ramey, is that there are a lot of options.
Oh, I could come up with like a million scenarios for you guys.
So the best thing to do is really reach out. Come into our open house. Come check it out. You can talk to Goalie. You could talk to someone on our team. You could talk to someone at Movement Mortgage just by calling the hotline at 1-800-358-7563. And we can go over all of those scenarios with you so you can pick the best one for you and your family and your financial situation. So we need to take a little break, but when we come back, we have some amazing things going on. We're going to be talking to Michael from Advanced Group Property Inspection. You don't want to miss that because we're going to share with you how the inspection is such a critical component of your purchase and sale. You screw that up, it's going to cost you a lot of money, right, Michael?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about March Madness in real estate. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about high-end and celebrity real estate with Goalie Vidani. She's got a lot of juicy stuff for us, including what's going on at OJ's old house. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. This is the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll tell you which presidential candidate is the next one to talk about their manhood.
And I'm going to talk about a woman who was so into her man's manhood that she forgot she had her toddler in the tub and the baby drowned.
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Batsalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubba's here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
Calling all early birds and night owls. Get Norm's Bigger Better Breakfast all day and all night. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes. Only $6.59. Get your fill of Norm's famous Bigger Better Breakfast. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me on Sundays at 12 noon for delicious conversation. This Sunday, we're dishing with winemaker Adam Henkel on the happiest canyon in Santa Barbara, and Abby Dodd shares baking tips for sweet and savory. I'm live on Sunday at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Get clarity on the things that make you go. Live and local, KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Staging. Hey, here we go. Welcome back. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with The Real Estate Zone. We're so excited today to talk to you about buying homes, selling homes. The March Madness selling season is coming up, and we're so excited about that. We're going to talk about that. But first, we actually have a good caller calling into the show. Tony from Culver City, you're live on The Real Estate Zone.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for letting me on the show.
Thanks for giving us a call.
So we're buying a house, and my brother-in-law is helping us with it. He's our real estate guy. I know what you're going to say. But anyway, he has everything set up for us. He has the home inspector and everything. But I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to use his home inspector, like, because I think maybe I should shop around for a better one. You know, just because he's telling me use this guy, he wants to sell the house. I don't know if it's better. Like, can I go around, like, shop for a different home inspector? Is that the right thing to do?
Hey, Tony, this is a great question, and we have the person for you. So we have Michael Kay with Advanced Group Property Inspections live in studio today to answer all the inspection questions. So, Michael, what do you think? If someone's buying a house and their real estate agent's recommending an inspector, should they go with that, or should they possibly shop around and give you a call and see what other inspectors have to say?
Tony, good morning. That's an absolutely great question. I think, first and foremost, it's important to have trust. In this case, it's your brother-in-law, so for more than one reason, it's important to have trust in this guy. But it's important to have trust in your realtor, but at the same time, I don't see why you wouldn't want to call a few other options you find online, feel them out. It is a very personal relationship, and the service is really, it's an apples-to-orange comparisons. If you were to be calling throughout a board of available inspectors, you'd have to feel it out and talk to the front desk, ask them which inspector they're going to be pushing your way. Most inspection companies have an army of inspectors. We have 10, and each have their own style and their own personality. So asking your inspection rep who they're planning on sending out and what their background is, what type of education they have, and being very clear about whether you're a first-time buyer or you're a seasoned investor, these type of things are going to help you get paired up with the right inspector. But the answer to your question is yes, you should absolutely call a few inspection companies.
And what should I look out for? Like, I know, like, is there a certain type of credential, or should I ask them, well, do you test for lead paint? Do you test, like, should I go through a list? Is there something that, is there like a website I can look at that'll help me pick a good one?
Tony, well, see, the thing about California specifically is there are no regulations or no credentials for property inspectors. It's a completely open source service. So you don't have the luxury of such as like a real estate agent making sure that they have an active real estate license. So you'd have to go to one of the following websites. I recommend CREA, stands for the California Real Estate Inspectors Association. Mm-hmm. They'll give you some standards and some questions to ask. I usually like the following four questions. One, how long have you been in business? Two, do you conduct repairs? The answer should be no. Real estate inspectors are non-biased, third-party, limited visual inspectors. We're not supposed to be doing any repairs on the properties that we conduct inspections on. So an inspection company does not conduct repairs is one you want to go with. And then you want to make sure they have insurance. Insurance is not required in our business, but we are in a very high litigious business. So $1 million of insurance and a copy of a declaration page emailed to you, which should take someone at the front office no more than 5 minutes. Those are your primary three questions. And then finally, you want to make sure that whichever inspector you're getting is also seasoned with the company. Inspectors have a tendency of rotating from one company to the other. And that's usually a sign of someone not being the best inspector. So if you follow those four questions and, you know, you trust your gut, you're probably going to get a great inspector.
Thank you. I mean, it's a big decision, so I'm a little nervous. And I want to, for me, this is like one of the biggest parts of doing it, is I want to make sure that, you know, I get a real good, honest inspection. So thank you.
Of course. You got it.
Thanks for calling in, Tony. And, Tony, let me give you our hotline if you want to talk to Michael right now, right after the show. He'll be happy to talk more with you. That number is 1-800-358-7563.
Wait, hold on. Let me get a pen.
Okay, great. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. So it's 1-800-358-7563. That's our Real Estate Zone radio hotline. We'll put you right in touch with Michael after the show. You can answer any other questions you have or even just give you some opinions on the inspection process.
All right. Thanks for putting me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for calling in. So Michael, you know what shocked me the most about inspections? First of all, I'll tell our listeners that the inspection phase of the home buying process is such a key component in Southern California. I mean, this literally can either blow up your deal or just make it a super smooth process, and it all hinges on the inspection. And what shocked me, Michael, was that there's no real regulations. Like, anyone can be an inspector, right?
Totally.
So when you're looking at an inspector, I think having someone that is, you know, certified is so important. So would you mind telling our listeners a little more about that and all of the certifications that you guys have at Advanced Group Property Inspectors?
So there's three that are nationally recognized certifications, the ASHI, the NASHI, and the CREA. We are CREA certified. CREA stands for the California Real Estate Inspectors Association, so they're specific to California. California is considered the most litigious state in the country also. So we opted to go with them because we think that they're very strict and the regulations there are strong, very detail-oriented. There's tons of online credentials, which are, I think, less reputable, and those that I don't recommend our clientele leaning on. There are workshops and courses that they put inspectors through online without any field training. I don't want to name any names, but I feel like, you know, they're a good start for people that are trying to get into the inspection business, but nothing that you're really going to be able to rely on.
Got it. Yeah, because I mean, this is such a big decision for buyers and also for sellers because, again, this little thing could really blow up your deal. So, Michael, tell me about, you know, when you're doing an inspection, what are the main things that you see as, you know, issues that maybe buyers or sellers need to correct during that escrow process? What are you encountering most of the time here in Southern California?
I mean, so the larger usual suspects are the key components like your foundation, your electrical components, your plumbing components, and your roof. So we're always looking out for cost-based analysis in that we know our clients are about to purchase properties or sell properties, and so much of it has to do with the bottom line. So if we anticipate that there is a component of a property that looks like it's near its end of life, and the HVAC unit, for example, these type of things are high costs and immediate costs that will erupt out of nowhere once you buy a property. Summertime hits, we get a heat wave, you're bumping your AC, and you realize that you have an AC compressor that's going to have to get changed. We're very keen and specific on making sure that we identify if there's an obvious problem there. And then next, of course, which I think is equally, if not more important, are health and safety issues. So a lot of people, they overlook that because on a cosmetic level, many of us are making emotional purchases. We're buying properties considering what school zone they're in, what they look like, how we feel when we're going to be walking into the property at nighttime, when we leave the property in the morning, whether the kitchen has a certain type of countertop. These are all great components, obviously. But, you know, away from the emotions and going straight into safety, you know, certain stairways are very common to have inconsistencies in the height of their steps, something that you think is a dorky detail of doing property inspections, but has posed to be a major safety hazard, especially for elderly. So we're always looking at safety first, and a lot of our inspection report is very specific on that.
Got it. And by the way, now that Tony's off the line, we answered his question, we have lines open. So if you have questions about a property inspection, maybe you're going through that right now, or you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. We'll answer all of your questions live on the air. Michael's right here to answer those questions. So, Michael, tell our listeners real quick, this is a question I had. What's like the craziest thing you've ever encountered in a property inspection?
You know, the list of things I can talk to you about is long, but I also can't talk to you on the radio about them. So something that is a story that was shocking to us is, again, about health and safety. We had a client that was buying a multi-level property, and she was a mother of three, had these three gorgeous kids almost like spinning around her like rotations of a galaxy around her feet when we were at the property inspection. And her plan was to turn the bottom floor into like a daycare. So the bottom floor had a little patio, and we were doing the inspection, and we realized that the balcony on top of that patio was missing all of its necessary supports. And the previous owner never really used it. It was like a cosmetic balcony for them. And we discovered that if there was going to be like more than four or five people up there, there was a chance of the entire patio coming down. So it was an addition made without a permit. And she was obviously very happy for us to, you know, inform that to her. So these type of things, you know, the use of a property, you know, we think all properties are used the same, but, you know, people use properties in completely different formats. She was planning on bringing 30, 40 kids in there every single day, coloring and doing things that kids do these days. So she had to tear the whole thing down. She negotiated with the seller. She got a credit for that repair. And that was the first thing she did. She reinforced the entire balcony and, you know, saved, you know, many lives potentially.
Wow. That's really great that you guys uncovered that. And this is the importance of the property inspection. So we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to have more with Michael. Michael, can you stick around with us for a little longer?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We're going to have more with Michael. We're going to talk about property inspections, why they're so critical, and how if you skip this step, it could cost you thousands of dollars on the sale or purchase of your home. And of course, later on, we're going to have our high-end celebrity luxury real estate expert, Goli Vadani, talking about everything going on in that market. So you're listening to The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be back in just a minute.
What are you guys doing today?
On the next Dr. Drew Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Dr. Drew and I are going to dive right into the important stories like porn stars and NBA players.
What?
Up to 25% of the league could be being blackmailed by adult female stars. Oh, sounds like a good time.
That and more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? Life-proof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, when you get LifeProof or any other carpet, you save up to $500 on your total carpet project. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on basic installation through March 23rd. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-9807. That's 1-800-471-9807. 1-800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't just listen. Get involved.
Get involved. Get involved.
Call us at 800-ABC-KABC.
Do it.
That's 800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
All right, welcome back. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here. We do expect some rain later, but we're doing well right now. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams. I'm here with Ramey Mitschke from Movement Mortgage, the only mortgage company that we trust at TBG Homes. How's that?
That makes me feel so special.
And, of course, we have Goalie Vidani, our luxury real estate expert. You know, Goalie is now so famous in the luxury community, I can't even get her to text me back. I texted her yesterday. Congratulations for closing a high-end deal. I don't even get a response anymore.
I thought I responded, didn't I?
I'm just kidding. Goalie's not so famous that she doesn't respond to you. So if you're looking at buying a luxury or high-end home or selling a luxury or high-end home, the only person you want to call, trust me on this, is Goalie at TBG Homes. Goalie, by the way, how can someone get a hold of you if they want to talk about potentially selling or buying a home here during our spring selling season?
Well, they can call our TBG hotline at 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563.
Excellent. Sounds good. Well, we got a great show today. We're talking to Michael, who's live in studio from Advanced Group Property Inspection. Michael, you are a popular guy. We have lots of callers that want to ask you questions. On the line right now, we have Brian from North Hollywood. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
So, Brian, what's going on? It looks like you bought a couple homes and you have some inspection questions.
Yes, I've been buying houses and doing that for a few years. And a few years ago, I bought a couple in Phoenix, Arizona, and it only cost $240 each to have them inspected. And now I just recently, the last couple of months, bought two in Portland, Oregon, and they cost me about $900 each to be in. They're just regular three-bedroom, two-bath homes. Where do they get the prices from, the charges?
Hey, Brian, that's a good question. That actually leads into something that I was going to ask Michael about. Michael, what should an inspection cost?
Brian, you know, I think the reason for the fluctuation is it's just like going to a doctor. And each person has their own method and their own reporting system. So they're really an apples-to-orange comparison. I'm not trying to validate the price difference here, but generally in our industry, you're looking at inspections in L.A. for condos and townhouses starting between $200 and $300. And fluctuating based on the size of the property. So a 1,000 square foot townhouse, let's say, is going to be $250 to $300. A 2,000.
Yeah, what should I do?
Go ahead.
Now, nobody asked me at all whether I would believe, whether I would agree with this. It always done in escrow, and then I get an escrow bill, and then I see this ridiculous price. And the previous one I had, and I've had no communication, no portfolio of the results, not even an email. Where previously I had a complete, beautifully laid out with photographs of everything the guy did.
You didn't get a copy of the inspection?
Nope.
So that's actually a good point. Actually, something else we were going to talk about. So, Michael, at the end of your inspection, what happens? You know, do you deliver a report to the buyers, that email? Is it printed? How does that go?
We do digital emails within 24 hours, and we do a full walkthrough at the end of the inspection. So we always urge our clients to be there during the inspection. At which point in time we get to walk them around, they take photos, they take notes, we actually pinpoint the issues, and then they get a multi-page, usually 50 to 100-page inspection report with color photos and all that good stuff.
Beautiful. So, Brian, the short answer is you should have received something like that. If you didn't, you know, we'd recommend calling that inspector and getting the inspection report. So, Brian, thanks so much for the call.
Should I expect a CD to cover everything and what he did and, I mean, something substantial? Because I might need it later on.
You know, with my experience, I think most inspection companies are going to send you an email. The video inspections, the sewer line inspections, sometimes do give you a CD or a DVD, but I wouldn't expect that from a property inspector.
Okay, what do you charge?
Depends on the property. You want to give me an example of a property?
That's a regular townhouse, three-bedroom, two-bath.
Like 325.
About 1,200 square feet.
Like between 275 to 325.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
I'll get cracking on that. Thank
All
you
right,
very much.
Brian, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Thanks,
and,
Brian.
And now we have some lines open. Give us a call if you have a question on property inspections. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, that number is 1-800-222-5222. Again, 800-222-5222. So, Michael, by the way, another question I had for you is, you know, just because you uncover something in the property inspection report, essentially you're trying to inform, like you said earlier, with the house that couldn't be walked on the balcony. Your purpose is to inform the buyer and seller. Doesn't necessarily mean that the buyer and seller have to do those repairs during escrow, does it?
No. They have a choice of how they want to go about conducting those repairs. We have buyers who are buying properties planning on breaking the whole thing down. So, I mean, we still recommend to use our inspection report as a negotiation tool. Why not? And sellers, for the most part, are prepared for that. They understand there's going to come that point, especially when the realtor preps them pre-listing, that at some point in time, a buyer is going to get a property inspection and be prepared for some negotiations.
Yeah, and this is going to lead right into something we're talking about later, which is some things that buyers and sellers should consider right now if they're thinking about selling or buying a home down the line. So, Michael, this is some really great information. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, maybe see what you guys do, talk to you about a potential inspection, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I recommend calling the hotline, 800-358-7563. 800-358-7563, or they can jump on our website, agpic.com, stands for Advanced Group Property Inspection Company.com.
Excellent. And I've looked at your website, by the way. It is fantastic. The thing I really like is how, you know, it shares, first of all of your certifications. It also has a list of questions you should ask your inspector when you're shopping around, right?
Totally.
It's a great website, so highly recommend that. Can you give that to our listeners one more time?
It's agpic.com, stands for Advanced Group Property Inspection Company.com.
Excellent, Michael. Thank you so much. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talked earlier on the show that it is March Madness, not the NCAA kind, but it's March Madness in real estate. I hope we don't get in trouble for saying that. They probably have that trademarked. But we'll call it Real Estate March Madness. So what's going on right now, you guys, is, you know, January, February, the real estate market kind of starts to heat up. In March, Goalie, what starts to really happen in the market?
The housing market. Yeah, we see a lot of activity in the spring. Properties going on the market, people looking to buy. It's definitely a lot going on.
Yeah, and what I want to ask you and Ramey is, if you're a buyer and you're thinking about jumping in the market, maybe buying your first home, maybe trading up into a larger, better home, or maybe you're thinking of buying an investment property, what are some of the things that you should be thinking about and doing right now that are super important if you want to buy a home later on in the year or maybe right now?
Well, it's actually a lot easier than people think that it is. You know, it starts with, and I think the chronology of it is really important. I think it starts with picking a team, really picking the right team, a team of lenders, a team of real estate specialists, someone who can help you. You know, and it'd be fantastic when looking for a team, finding someone who has a specific listing department, someone who specializes in representing buyers. This way, they can ascertain whether or not you need to sell your house prior to buying a replacement property. And if you do need to sell your house, you have a specialized person to do so. So pick a team, first and foremost. Find that team. The lender can help. And the reason why I say to do this first is a lot of people go out and they try to look for properties on their own, and they go find the area that they're looking for. They try to figure out what they need in terms of finances. But the whole point of picking a team is that that team can help you with all of those things. So that would be the first thing, in my opinion.
I love that, Goalie. And if someone wants to get in touch with you again to maybe have that first consultation, maybe someone that's listening to the show is thinking about buying a home now or later on, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Our hotline, 1-800-358-7563.
Excellent. Or they can also visit the website at tbghomes.com, which is our main site where they can get in touch with us. They can also, if they're a buyer, search for homes right on the site. We have all the homes available for them, and they can see what's going on there. They can get in touch with one of our real estate experts right there. And Ramey, how about on your end? If someone is thinking about buying a home during the real estate March Madness here, what do they need to be thinking about or doing right now?
I would say it's really, really important to come up with a budget. Have an honest conversation with yourself with what you're comfortable paying. A lot of people can qualify for more than what they actually want to pay for. So figure out what it is that you're going to be spending monthly on your mortgage. And then don't forget to factor in taxes and insurance, and we can help you with those calculations. And then we've talked about it before. Know that when you're buying up, some of those utility and maintenance expenses are going to be going up too. So it's not just the mortgage payment that you have to consider when you're looking at your budget. It's how much more are you going to be spending on electricity? Are you buying a house with a pool? Are you going to be paying water costs and maintenance fees for that? Do you need more furniture? And really have an honest conversation with yourself and with your lender and have them help you come up with that budget so that when you go out shopping, you're comfortable with what you're getting into.
Yeah, Rami, and see, this is why I love you and Movement Mortgage so much, because you not only care about what that person's mortgage payment's going to be, but you also think about everything else that's related to buying a home. And, you know, not many people do that. That's what's super cool, is you share with your clients everything else related to buying a home. You know, like you said, your water bill and your insurance and what that's going to do. So if you're thinking about buying a home, you know, now or later on in the year, how would someone get in touch with you to get that process started?
Same hotline. We all work, you know, we're an amazing team like Goalie was talking about. So if you call us on the hotline, 800-358-7563, we'll start asking a couple questions and figure out and pair you up with the right person to answer whatever it is that you're specifically calling about, whether it's the financing piece, the property inspection piece, or the realty piece of it. We'll get you in touch with the right person.
All right. Excellent. Well, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you a couple of the things you need to know if you're thinking about selling your home. I'm going to share some things with you that'll, if you don't do them, they're going to cost you a lot of money. And if you do them up front before you sell your home, you're going to sell it for more money. You're going to sell it quicker. And the process is going to be much smoother, so you don't want to miss that. And, of course, we're going to talk luxury real estate with Goalie. That's going to be super exciting. And you're going to hear all of that when we come back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Dustin Brown.
Scores from center ice! Dustin Brown!
Jonathan Quick.
Centers in front shot. Save is made by Quick.
Andre Kopitar.
The puck in front, Kopitar and on goal. Backhander, score!
And the rest of your Los Angeles Kings are out to reclaim their throne.
Royalty reigns again in the NHL!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years. Kings. Ducks, today at 12:30 on your home for Kings Hockey.
790 KABC.
Home of the Kings, baby.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Batsalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-9807. That's 1-800-471-9807. 1-800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors, not available in all states.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. We've had a great show talking about all things related to property inspections. We've been talking about, if you're a buyer, you're a seller, what you need to know as we head into the March Madness real estate selling season. This is the hot time of year when everyone wants to sell their homes, buy their homes. And there are some things we've been talking about that you need to know as we head into that season. So right now we have Steve calling on the line. Steve, thanks for calling in. You're live on the Real Estate Zone.
Hey, I just had a quick question about basically home equity lines versus a cash-out refi. My concern is that I would have to pay a higher rate if I did a cash-out refi. I'm at 3.625 on a 30-year fixed. But with a HELOC, you can't go as high of an LTV. So can you kind of tell me how that works and where I could get the most money and what that would do to my rate potentially?
Steve, great question for our in-house amazing lender, Ramey, with Movement Mortgage.
Hi, Steve. I think you're analyzing it from a great perspective that you have a phenomenal interest rate on your first. Can I ask how much equity you have in your home?
If I had to guess, $200,000 against maybe a valuation of $800,000.
Okay, so you're sitting in a pretty good scenario.
Yes.
When it comes to home equity lines of credit, there aren't a lot of lenders that do them as a standalone. And when I say standalone, I mean that you're not doing it in conjunction with the first. So
right.
You're going to have a hard time finding a lender that will do that standalone home equity of line going to that higher loan to value like you're talking about. Whereas if you redo your first, you may not be able to get the same interest rate, so it may not make sense. But those buyers or people who are refinancing, when you do it with the first, we can go all the way up to almost 90% loan to value ratios. So they're allowing a lot more exposure on that level than when you've already bought it and you're trying to add a new second. I would explore maybe credit unions in your area because they're kind of the only ones really with the appetite for the line of credit on its own in your scenario. And like I said, they don't go as high as loan to value ratios, but the interest rates still are really, really good on those lines of credit. So I would say that's your best avenue. It doesn't sound like cash out refinance makes sense in your scenario.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for your help.
Steve, thanks so much for the call. And let me give you our hotline number. You can call that number and talk to Ramey after the show. She can give you a much more in-depth analysis that we can't really do live on the air. But that hotline is 1-800-358-7563.
Can you give that to me one more time? I'm in the car.
Oh, you got it. It's 1-800-358-7563. And if you gave your number to Dino, we'll give you a buzz right after the show as well.
Hey, thanks very much.
Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So real quick for our listeners, I want to give you the thing that you should be thinking about. If you're thinking about selling your home during this March Madness season or coming up in the summer, the thing that we really recommend you do is a pre-listing home property inspection with Michael at Advanced Group Property Inspection. Of course, right,
yes,
Michael?
Yes, of course, without a doubt.
So, Michael, can you tell us a little bit about, is this a popular thing? Do people do inspections before they list?
Danny, this is becoming more and more of a popular thing, and it's very exciting to see the home selling market turn in this format. Previously, we would say 5% of our property inspections were pre-listing inspections. Now we're up to almost 20%. This shows that sellers are conscious about how important it is to be aware of the condition of their property versus being surprised 1 week into escrow when they've been, they're in an excited state of mind to be able to sell their property, and then they get slapped with a 50 to 100 page inspection report, and then the pressure under the gun from their listing agent to try and get back with repairs and negotiations. So I think it's a great turn in the industry, and we do tons of them. They're very important.
Michael,
that's right,
you
Michael.
Made a really good point earlier about how a lot of people, buyers, are using that as a negotiating tactic. And I think that that's a great strategy for a seller to do a pre-listing inspection so that this way it's not a negotiating tactic, right?
Totally.
And, That's right.
And for our broker friends in Northern California that I speak to, that rate, that 20% that you're talking about is more like 80, 90%. Most of the homes in Northern California are doing inspections before they go on the market. I don't know why Southern California has not caught on quite yet.
It's a very important thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, Michael, surprises are good for birthdays, not for real estate transactions.
Totally.
We don't
totally.
Want any surprises.
Personally, I don't like surprises as birthdays, too, but that's a whole different challenge.
So we know what to do for your birthday, then. We're going to throw you a big surprise party.
Totally.
No, but Michael, this is so important. I mean, if I can recommend one thing to people who are thinking about selling their home, this is it. It's not only because the seller doesn't want to be surprised, but I have to tell you, when we represent buyers, when they see a clean report because all the things have already been fixed, they just have a nice peace of mind, ease going through that transaction, as opposed to thinking, oh, there's all these things wrong with the house.
Of course. It's not only about avoiding negotiation, but it's also a selling tool. So if you already know there's certain things that are going to come up as defects, you fix them there while you're in control versus having to react.
Exactly.
And now you're making a judgment call. I'm a seller. Okay, the buyer wants me to fix this and change this and negotiating and credits. So you're scurrying to find a painter and an electrician. And just, it's not the state of mind you want to be in as you're about to sell your property.
Exactly. Well, being proactive is always better.
And especially when you are expecting a net bottom dollar out of your transaction and then to get hit with all these repair requests, there goes all your proceeds.
Exactly.
You know, it just starts chipping away.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. So, all right, well, let's get into our celebrity and luxury real estate segment. This is the thing that you all want to hear about. Goalie, tell us what's going on in celebrity and luxury real estate.
Okay. Well, remember about a month ago we talked about J-Lo's house being on the market in Hidden Hills?
Yes.
Well, it still hasn't sold. J-Lo's house went on the market for $17 million, then it was reduced to $14 million, and now it's been reduced to $12.5 million. I saw this house and it's gorgeous. It has like a 20-seat theater inside it, among a lot of other things. It's a spectacular house. It sits on about 3 acres in Hidden Hills. So I think at $12.5 million, that house is a steal.
Wow, that's a good deal. At $10 million, I'm a buyer.
$10 million? Okay, we'll have them reduce it a little bit more, Danny.
Goalie, can you negotiate another $2.5 million?
I think I can.
Good stuff, goalie. Yeah. So, by the way, the pricing strategy of pricing super high and then reducing, just as a side note, it, as you can tell, is not very effective.
It's not. And especially, I mean, I think celebrities think that they're a little bit different.
Right.
Right? But it doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference. All right, goalie, what else do you have for us?
So Charlize Theron bought a house at the height of the market, or actually a condo in Hollywood, a one-bedroom condo, one-bedroom, two-bath condo. She bought it for $2.76 around 2007, and she just sold it a couple weeks ago for $1.7. She lost about $1 million on it.
Wow. No big deal.
Yeah, right? But I don't know why she'd do that. Why not rent it out or you know, wait? But she lost $1 million on a little condo in Hollywood.
Wow, that's a lot of money to lose.
It's a lot. It is.
When did you say she bought it?
2007.
So she bought it at the height of the market.
Correct.
Sounds like she overpaid by just a little bit.
Yeah, just about $1 million. Yeah.
And now she sold it. Wow, that is a lot of money to lose.
It really is.
Yeah. And then, goalie, I think you might have something for us that's been in the news, which is the O.J. estate. If you haven't been following this, apparently the guy that bought the O.J. estate, someone found allegedly the knife that was used in that case and held on to it for a really long time. But the interesting thing real estate related for us is, goalie, I think you have some news on when that was bought and the price and stuff.
Yeah, so he bought it in like the early 90s. He paid about $4 million for it, the owner. It's a 6,200 square foot property with tennis courts, a waterfall, and this guy bought it with every intention of tearing it down and then eventually did.
Sure.
But for $4 million back then, yeah.
$4 million teardown.
I'm pretty sure that there was a premium on that house because it was OJ's house.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
There must have been.
Did you? I went and I looked up how much OJ bought that house for when he bought it.
How much was it?
$650,000.
Wow. When was that?
77.
Wow. All right, you guys. Well, hey, this has been such an amazing show. Goalie, thanks for joining us and talking about celebrity and real estate.
Thank you, Danny.
Celebrity and high end real estate. If you want to get in touch with Goalie or anyone on our all-star team of real estate experts, including Goalie, including Michael at Advanced Group Property Inspection. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563. Michael, thanks so much for being here. It's been awesome. And Ramey, as always, thanks for being here for Movement Mortgage, the only mortgage company that we trust. Thank you so much for being here, listening, and tuning in. This has been the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll talk to you next week.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michie, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is needed.